We will begin with prayer. Holy Spirit, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that your word teaches. Amen. During my lifetime, many things have happened that could have destroyed the gift that God gave me at the beginning of my life through baptism. Some of these things have been done to me, and others I have done myself. Even though I have not always been faithful to every word of God, I have always had this assurance from Him. If we are unfaithful, He remains faithful. He cannot deny Himself. So it may be that I could cast away the gift that God gave me, but He will never take it away. Therefore, the promise that He gave me at my baptism still stands. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So I stand here still clothed with Christ. His garment of salvation covers my sins. His robe of righteousness is still my glory. Here I am, a miserable sinner, still clinging to the cross of Jesus Christ. And what about you? You are at the beginning of your life trek. What can you expect? What lies ahead of you? Professor Udy talked about a living faith in what is 100% certain, and that is that Jesus died to take away your sins. It's my intention today to focus at another 100% certainty as we journey into the future. We hear about this in the 14th chapter of Acts, verses 21 and 22. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, "We must through many tribulations enter into the kingdom of God." Now, Professor Udy spoke of certain routes that Paul intended to take on his missionary journey, but the Holy Spirit blocked him. However, Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch were not like that. They were not blocked. The Spirit opened the doors for evangelism there, and many came to faith as a result. Now we hear about Paul returning to these cities to visit them. But why? Well, he tells us that it's to prepare them for what would come by strengthening them and exhorting them. So what would come? What were they to expect? Many tribulations. What? I become a child of God, and this is what I get for it? Many tribulations? Yep. We must, through many tribulations, enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible is filled with warnings and examples of suffering that confessing Christians have to face. Some of these sufferings are of our own doing. We're lured into sin, and as a result, our Heavenly Father sends tribulation into our life, tribulations as a form of discipline. We sinners ought to expect this. For whom the Lord loves, He chastens and scourges every son whom He receives. So what can you be 100% certain of in your future? You can be certain that the Lord will continue to love you and will continue to discipline you as needed. Some of the tribulation may come from other sources, from other people, particularly the enemies of Jesus Christ. face it. The world into which you were born is a world devastated by sinfulness on the part of the entire population. Driven by the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life, the people of this world engage in all manner of wickedness. This is where we live. In the midst of a cesspool of hatred for Jesus and for what he teaches. So there are two options open to you. Either join the world or join Jesus. Now, the first option is going to spare you from tribulation. For Jesus told us, if you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Now, God could have made things a little simpler, I suppose, by simply destroying the world and you and me along with it. But he had something better in mind, namely an eternity of glory for us. However, in order to get there, we have to travel through this world, something like Frodo on the way to Mordor. We have to travel through a wilderness of evil and in all meekness accept the tribulation that comes with it. We must, through many tribulations, enter into the kingdom of God. And so for this reason, Paul exhorts them and exhorts us to continue in the faith. The faith, that is the whole body of teachings that Jesus Christ has brought to us, the things you are learning in the classrooms. It begins with the good tidings of great joy. Your sins are forgiven. And it continues on from there to embrace all the teachings that we find in Scripture. Continue in the faith. Persevere in the faith. Hang in there. Hang on to those things that you have been taught. Taught from the Bible. If you do this, expect tribulation. The world does not like what you're embracing. However, as Paul continues, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Years ago, you were baptized into Christ. God placed on you the robe of Christ's righteousness. God is faithful. He will not take back this robe. Cling to it. Keep the faith. Jesus Christ will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We continue with hymn 292, hymn 292, verse 2 and verse 9.
Receive us here.